This is the important aspect, the reconciliation that we have, not just forgiveness of sins, but reconciliation. Brother Waggy mentioned verse 22, to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. In a future day we will be, but presently we are in position now, in a new place before God, that is the believer. And, you know, sometimes Christians, young people, even older Christians may struggle a little with assurance. I know Jesus died for my sins, but I don't feel it. And it's hard to walk, you know. I don't have that assurance and so on. You know, Martin Luther once said, feelings come and feelings go. Feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the word of God alone, not else. Aught else is worth believing. So the first step is to believe what God has said. But the idea of reconciliation is more than just the idea of the forgiveness of sins. It's now the believer stands in a place before God, reconciled. And I want to mention this, verse 21. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet he hath now reconciled. We are the reconciled party, not God. God has not been reconciled to us. He was never alienated from us. Right? Remember the children of Israel in the working on the pyramids and crying out in all their misery, right? They had no thoughts of God. They were alienated. It was God who initiated in love to reach down. I came down. And that's the idea. Like Adam, when he sinned, he hid himself, you know, behind the tree and covered himself. But it was God that came seeking Adam. Where are you? Right? So God is not the alienated party. We are the enemies. We were the enemies by wicked works. We are the alienated ones. Just look at Romans chapter 5, where we get reconciliation. We get reconciliation several times in the New Testament. Someone mentioned 2 Corinthians 5. It's there. But in Romans 5, verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, and I love those much mores like we get in Romans, the aboundings and the much mores, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Now this salvation by his life is the salvation of the saved, right? What we were talking about, the present. So, and this brings us to what we're coming into in Colossians, the walk. You can't walk if you don't know that you've been brought to God. You know, it says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, that Christ hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Okay? Suffered for sins, propitiation, the just for the unjust, substitution, and then to bring us to God. Reconciliation. You see? And so this life, and we'll see it in Colossians chapter 3, Christ who is our life. And then Paul says, seeing that, knowing that we have a new life, we don't live by our life, we live by that life which now is above. He says, so seeing that, now walk, right? Walk in the newness of life down here. That gives us assurance, gives us encouragement of heart. We base it on the word of God. We have a change of position. God now smiles upon you, but he loved you from the beginning when you were still his enemy. When we were yet enemies, Christ died for us.